This is By Yahweh's Design with Pastor Dan. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Welcome, everybody, and I am Pastor Dan, your host for this one-hour live radio program coming to you over the Heritage Broadcasting System via the Internet, satellite, and in some areas, those FM rebroadcasters. We wish our Heavenly Father Yahweh bless each and every one of you. The title for tonight's program is Passover 2000. And I will not have a guest tonight, and so I'm going to be opening up the phone lines here in just a short bit, because my guest tonight is you, the listening audience, and we encourage you to participate. First and foremost, we wish to dedicate this program to our Heavenly Father, Yahweh, who is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who was later surnamed Israel. For all good things come from him, and we wish to give him all the praise, glory, and honor for allowing us this opportunity to bring truth to his holy remnant, the lost sheep of the house of Jacob Israel, also known as the Caucasian or Aryan peoples of the earth. Hallelujah, Yahweh. I am a two-seed line racial covenant identity teacher, and I've been studying this truth for many years. And in my continual search for the truth, I uncover many things and never profess to know it all. And that's why I encourage interaction with you, the listening audience. There is a severe famine for truth in this land today, and if you haven't figured that one out, you're just not paying attention. And so we dedicate this program to bring you truth, and that's what we need. Again, tonight's program, Passover 2000, and there is no guest. The call-in number here shortly that will be open to you is toll-free, and it's 877-570-3733. Before we get too much further into the program, I'd like Charisse to read a little poem.
Thank you, Pastor Dan. The title of this poem is By His Hand. Moses said to Pharaoh, "Let my people go." But Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he just said no. Yahweh was determined that his people would surely know that by his hand and will alone to freedom they would go. Pray for deliverance from the deadly pestilence, from all the plagues of Pharaoh, bow down in obedience. Anoint every doorway, prepare your Passover feast. With coat in hand and shoes on your feet, it is behind that you will leave the beast. Rise in prayer every morning, bow your head each night. Thank your Father in heaven for his pure and healing light. Thank you, Pastor Dan.
Thank you. And very apropos, if you were catching the words of that poem, and also the fact that we are celebrating the Feast of Passover. In fact, presently tonight we're in location at Fremont, Michigan, and we're going to be celebrating the Feast of Passover with brethren up here. And believe it or not, we're in the midst of a snowstorm, quite unusual. But I was looking up the word Passover in the Hebrew, and it is Pesach, and it's Hebrew 6453 in your concordance, and it basically means exemption, and it comes from a root word which means to hop or skip over. And so literally it is passing over judgment over you, Israel. We're going to go into that a little bit more in the next few minutes. I highly encourage everybody to support with both prayers and possibly financial contributions to Heritage Broadcasting, who is standing against the beast today and working to get this truth out. You can write to them and give them your encouragement and donations at Heritage Broadcasting System, 4904 Tippecanoe, that's T-I-P-P-E-C-A-N-O-E, Tippecanoe Drive, Evansville, Indiana, 47715. And again, folks, the phone lines will be open, and feel free to call in at any time. I also want to say, give my apologies, I should say, to the folks down at Murphy, North Carolina. I was scheduled to speak down there and do some things that came up here in Michigan. I was unable to make it. But I did get some very, very positive feedback from those in attendance down there. Some great messages were given. I heard that Pastor Bart and August Price and Jim and Newman Britton and others gave some very fiery messages, very appropriate for today. And I hope everybody was able to either be down there, and if you weren't, you're able to get the tapes and be able to listen to those messages in the very near future. Most of those guys are going to be here this weekend in Fremont to give messages up here also. So it's a double sharing for the Passover, excuse me. Take note, folks, as you study the scripture. We were in Egypt. We were in bondage. It was not only a physical bondage, it was an economic bondage. And why was Pharaoh so hard-pressed to keep Israel slaves in Egypt? It was because it was the Hebrews, our ancestors, who were propping up his Babylonian system, his economic system. Well, take a look around you today. Who is propping up this communist system in America today? We are. The very people who are the most outspoken, the very people that Yahweh put here to implement his law, to worship him, and to put down the very system that has us enslaved today. We are in Babylon, and we are what's keeping it afloat. Why do we do that? Because we are the most brainwashed, propagandized people on the planet. We are susceptible to all manner of brainwashing, and our enemy knows it. As Mr. X says on Monday with his excellent program, Truth Exposed, these people are criminal geniuses. They know our weaknesses. They know we're susceptible to lies, especially if you can say them often enough and you can dress them up in a pretty package. We'll believe anything. And so today, our enemy, who has us in Babylon, has got us deceived into thinking that we cannot do anything about it, that it's just hopeless. You can't beat City Hall and all that other blather that you hear coming out of there. And so we sit around like bumps on a log as it gets worse and worse and worse. But then again, that is exactly what Yahweh told us in the writings that this time would be happening. The only people who are going to come through this are the remnant. So if you're part of the remnant, hallelujah, Yahweh. Keep praising him. Hang on to his hands. He'll lead you through this. If you're not part of the remnant, adios. You're out of here, along with all the goats. I'd like to read real quick here as a way of encouragement, though, for our folks, out of Isaiah 35, verse 4. Say to those who have a fearful mind, be strong, do not fear. Behold, your Father will come with vengeance. Our Father will come with a recompense. He will come and save you. Excellent, out of Isaiah, and I'm reading from the book of Yahweh, by the way, if you don't understand this particular translation. Also, to go along with that, the same book, Isaiah, in chapter 41, starting at 10, fear not, I am with you, be not dismayed, for I am your Father. I will strengthen you, yes, I will help you, yes, I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all those who were incensed or hostile against you will be ashamed and confounded. They will be as nothing. They who strive with you will perish. You will search for them, but will not find them. Those who contended with you, those who war against you, will be as nothing and as a thing of nothing. For I, Yahweh your Father, will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not, I will help you. Hang on to those words, folks, especially you soldiers of Yahweh out there. Psalm 91 should be a daily thing for you. And I also recommend Psalm 149. It tells us what our job is, and the whole reason we're in this fix is we haven't been doing our job. And so now we have a plethora of plagues upon our land. And as we get into the program here, I've got some reports that have come in to me, and an article in the mail call of Media Bypass that I'm going to read, just sort of highlighting some of the many things that are going on. Now, there's a lot of bad things, but there's also some good things going on, especially for his people. And everything else is going wrong just right. Again, the phone lines are open. If you've got something you want to share with us, feel free to call in. And also, again, I want to remind you to keep Heritage Broadcasting in your prayers and certainly think of financial support. Copies of this program are available for a $5 donation at By Yahweh's Design, P.O. Box 436, Stevensville, Michigan, 49127. Interesting letter from a young Marine was sent into Media Bypass this month, and I thought I'd read it here real quick to you because I think he sums it up very well for those men and women in uniform in this country, at least the ones that I'm aware of. And it's entitled Life Lessons from Uncle Sam, and it's written by a guy by the name of Jeremy down in North Carolina. I'm responding to, is Clinton building a police state in the January 2000 issue? I am a United States Marine and always will be in spirit. I'm getting out this summer. All Marines enlist, re-enlist, or get out for their own reasons. My reason for not re-enlisting is that I have personally witnessed all of what the fifth and sixth paragraphs contain. I have seen civilian police train with Marines. Good training, they say. Good training for what? A police state? Urban warfare is, quote, religion, now with the Marines. And yes, we do need to be able to fight and win everywhere, including urban areas. The key word is fight. For what purpose are we in those cities? Wage warrior to police the populace? I would like to have faith that our training is only for foreign soil, but I don't. I participated in a training exercise in Richmond, Virginia, as we were reestablishing order, making war, or whatever our mission. My platoon provided security for a civilian military operations center, the National Guard Depot. Upon arrival, we were introduced to a Soviet commander and UN officer as they were role players. We were providing security for Soviets and a Soviet CMOC in a Soviet city. Or was it really a Soviet city? What was the real scenario? At the same time, in Norfolk, Virginia, and Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, Partnership for Peace troops, real Soviets, were training for martial law. I was witness to this exercise 2 years in a row. I have also seen Soviet vehicles with Department of Defense stickers and American license plates. What are their reasons for being here? I have taken the questionnaire mentioned in the article about troops being questioned if they would fire on fellow Americans if ordered, but he says, I have not taken the questionnaire, but he has read it. It is very disturbing and alarming. I joined the Marine Corps out of blind patriotism, and glad I did. I'm leaving because my eyes are now open. The many things I have learned, combined with what I have seen, have awakened me. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. I thank the Washington tyranny for stirring my spirit to defend our people against it. Please continue praying for the armed services that their eyes and hearts may be opened. I thought that was interesting, and again, it goes along with the fact that we are trapped in Babylon today. And as Jonathan's song at the beginning of the program, that one's entitled Insane Babylonians, and it's off of his CD entitled Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God. And we're deep in it, folks. We're deep in it. And we've got to wake up. You've got to tune out what the enemy is doing to you. Too many people are concentrating on what are they doing. See what they are doing here, what they are doing there. Their faces are in front of the boob tube. They're watching this crap. And it's all there to keep you intimidated, fearful, confused, divided, you name it. That's what it's for. The best thing you can do is to shut it off. There's nothing, absolutely nothing redeeming about that thing. If you've got enough stomach to watch it strictly for intelligence purposes, that's fine. But for the most part, if you're like me, you can't stomach it for any reason. So you've got to get your head screwed on straight, get right with Yahweh, be praying and linking up with the people who know what's going on, and tune out Babylon, because the day's coming when we're going to have to get out of Babylon, and that means get out of it completely. The scriptures tell us that he's going to destroy this Babylonian system economically. If you read the Revelation, you'll see where it says the merchants are weeping because nobody's buying their products. Why? Because the economy is gone. And the Israelites aren't supporting it anymore. That day will come. Got some feedback here from Mr. Duke, who was a guest on the program about a month ago. And according to him, he's gotten good feedback to his organization from that radio interview. So we want to give the credit to Yahweh first and Heritage Broadcasting second, and to Miss Terry for setting it up. And according to the Duke organization, they are receiving 400 applications a day to join the No Fear, which is National Organization for European American Rights. They are also getting 2,500 emails. So that's encouraging. That's good. It shows that some of our folks are waking up. So it's time to keep the heat on. Mr. Duke, I was informed, is over in Italy right now, but he's going to be coming back here shortly, and he's planning a bus tour of America sometime this summer. So he may be coming to areas where you're at, and if you haven't listened to the man speak, you need to get out there and hear him. He's got an excellent delivery, and I'd also recommend you read his book, My Awakening. Sometimes, folks, we have to remember that there's folks out there that don't want to understand or can't understand. As it's been told to me, you overwhelm people sometimes. Whereas Mr. Duke's delivery is much more subtle and much more easier to swallow for these people that are really entrenched in the system. And the scriptures tell us to be all things to all men. So I would encourage you that if you've got somebody in your family or that you're really trying to reach and you're just not getting through to them, and maybe some of our pastors are a bit strong for them, then I would recommend that you may order one of David's books. It's only $25. You can order it and either send it as a gift or buy it and give it to them. But it's an excellent read and opens up a lot of people's minds to what's going on out there. So I want to go on here to the next article. Mr. Jim Floyd, who was our guest last week, I had a nice chat with him here recently, and just to show you how Yahweh can work in mysterious ways. Now, Jim received a letter from a guy named Ken in Massachusetts. Now, Jim Floyd is a prolific writer, and he's very on fire about the truth. He knows who the Jews are, and he exposes them and the New World Order and the United Nations and the whole ball of wax every chance he gets. Well, this Ken apparently loved reading his material, and the website that he was reading it suddenly disappeared off the web. So he's been searching for Jim, and lo and behold, he's also a regular Heritage Broadcast System listener. And so guess what? Last week, he was able to get a hold of Jim because Jim gave out his email address on our program, and they got linked back up so that he could read them, and he also had some very, very pleasant things to say about what Pastor Wickstrom and Judy and Mr. X and Pastor Smith and all the other watchmen out there are doing by getting this truth out to the people. See, we often don't realize just how many people we reach with radio programs like this and the other things we do. So it's always nice when something like this comes back. So you never give up, folks. That's the main lesson out of that. You never give up. You take every opportunity to reach somebody that you can, and then put it in Yahweh's hands. The best thing we can do. Also, for those folks that are fans of singer Carl Klang, I know he's been out of the picture for a good time now, and many people have been wondering what's happened to him. We have recently been in contact with a friend of ours who knows Carl, and we think that prayers have been answered because Carl is coming back to us, we hope, in the very near future. We praise Yahweh for that, too. And I've offered him a one-hour slot to come on the program and tell the world the truth about what's happened to him, because there's been an awful lot of lies that have been told about Mr. Klang. So we encourage everybody to keep Carl in their prayers. We'd like to see him come back, and of course his music, his excellent music, come back to the airwaves. So Carl, if you're listening out there, buddy, hang in there. We all love you and looking for you to come back. I got a little piece here that was sent to me called The Power of Knowledge and Truth. Now, Yahshua told us that he was the truth, the life, and the way. In our society today, we're inundated with information, but very, very little truth. And as we ask during this Passover, that our Father pass over us with the judgments that he is going to bring upon this earth, he said, "My truth will be your shield and buckler," Psalm 91. So I thought this little article from the Republican hit the nail right on the head, so I'd like to share it with you here. It says, "A popular government without popular information or the means of acquiring it is but a prologue to a farce or a tragedy, or perhaps both. Knowledge will forever govern ignorance, and a people who mean to be their own governors must arm themselves with the power which knowledge gives." That was by President James Madison in his Notes on Virginia. "We live in an information age, they tell us. Therefore, we must be smarter and wiser than any generation heretofore." Right? Wrong. In fact, all one really need do is read the above quote or one of the hundreds of other similar gems from our founding fathers to understand how little we know and understand today. ABC's John Stossel offered up a brilliant one-hour special last week about the growing intolerance of Americans for the basic right of free speech. His examples were stunning. Know-nothing campus activists, programmed for conformity by their aging Stalinist professor class, promoting speech codes, shouting down speakers, stifling civil debate, courts threatening book publishers with multi-million dollar fines for distributing scientific information about explosives because they might be misused, hypersensitive elementary school teachers calling for the prosecution of a young boy and his parents because he wrote unflattering and admittedly untrue comments about them on a website. What's wrong with Americans? Don't they understand how fragile freedom is? Are they more threatened by the possibility of being offended than they are of losing their liberty? It's a perfect illustration of Madison's point. He, like Washington, Jefferson, and their inspired contemporaries, dreamed of a nation of self-governing individuals. The prerequisites they understood for self-government were morality and knowledge. It is impossible for people to govern themselves without a basic sense of morality, of right and wrong. Without conscience, the only deterrent to antisocial behavior is punishment. While punishment is a secondary necessity in even the most moral societies, it by itself, it can never adequately discourage bad behavior. Secondly, a self-governing people must be informed. They must understand their surroundings. They must comprehend how the world works. They must be able to discern truth from fiction. They must have a mechanism for seeking knowledge. They must be equipped with the tools to recognize it when they see it. Do I have to point out that America is losing its ability for self-government in both of these areas? Despite the fact that more information is more readily available, faster, cheaper, and easier than ever before in history, Americans are, in many ways, less informed, less educated, less moral, and less wise than any previous generation. This is the central crisis we face as a nation. It will destroy us unless we change direction. We're already losing our freedoms, and most people don't even care, because they are without understanding. They choose, quote, safety, security, and acceptance of illusion over the struggle for truth, awareness, and liberty. Americans don't perceive the threat. They believe falsely that people only lose their freedom in violent and sudden usurpations, by being conquered by outside enemies or through political revolutions and coups. They believe it can't happen here. They take for granted that what we have here in America has always been and always will be. Madison could set them straight on that score, too. Quote, "I believe there are more instances of the abridgment of the freedom of the people by gradual and silent encroachments of those in power than by violent and sudden usurpations," end quote, he said. And that's the way it is happening in America. The frog is slowly simmering in the pot. Before he realizes the heat is about to kill him, it will be too late to jump. I see one last great hope on the horizon. If people can break out of their trance long enough to find the truth, it is readily available. If they can ignore all the distraction and temptations designed specifically and deliberately to dumb them down, they can find it. If they find it, it will set them free. It will empower them to action. Technology can enslave us or help us find our way back to freedom. Just as the printing press represented a boon to the dissemination and accumulation of popular information and real knowledge, the new media can create a similar, even greater knowledge explosion. Again, that was in the Republican and written by Joseph Farrar. We're almost at the break point here, so stay tuned. Again, it's Passover 2000, and we're coming to you from Fremont, Michigan. And after the break, I'm going to ask Andy to play track number 10 of Jonathan David Brown's CD, which is Come Out, My Beloved, Come Out of Babylon.
You're on the Night Side with HBS, the Heritage Broadcast System. We'll be back with more in a moment.
Not so many years ago, men and women were having children into their 80s and living what we would consider extremely long lives. Since then, we have turned our air to filth, our water toxic, and completely depleted our ground of all vitamins and minerals. Our fresh foods look good but have no substance, and processed foods are pumped full of synthetic vitamins and minerals that our bodies won't absorb. But there are ways of coping with these problems, and Saltbox Herbs has the answers. From the micro water machine that will detox and balance the pH levels of your body to the Qi machine that gives your body the perfect exercise, natural vitamins and minerals your body will use, cleansing and healing regimens that will keep you healthy. Saltbox Herbs, the healthy alternative that you can afford and your body can live with. Call Dr. Judy at 724-639-9607. That's 724-639-9607.
Listen to us worldwide on hbroadcast.com. This is the Heritage Broadcast System.
Purchase your own emergency hand pumping system. Use your own well. An endless supply of water. Easy installation. Less than 1 hour to install by yourself. Pumps 5 to 7 gallons per minute by hand. Pumps on both strokes, up and down. A secure supply of water for your family. When all else fails, EPS will work. No major parts to wear out. No leathers, O-rings, slappers, or rubber parts. The hand pumps are portable and can be installed from well to well. The EPS has an affordable price for a deep well hand pump. Orders filled promptly. We also have water filters. Phone 208-684-3886. That's 208-684-3886.
Bound. Come away,
Welcome back to By Yahweh's Design with Pastor Dan. And welcome back to By Yahweh's Design with Pastor Dan.
Welcome back, everybody. Again, tonight is Passover 2000. We're up in Fremont, Michigan with the folks celebrating the Passover for the year 2000. And we wish you all a happy Passover, and we certainly hope that it's the prayer of his remnant today, that indeed, as he did long ago for our ancestors, that as we are in Babylon once again, that he would pass over our homes and keep us safe from the harms that are coming into this land and around the world, to our brothers and sisters in the foreign countries, to our Aryan, Caucasian peoples all around the world. And I'm getting reports daily of the pestilences like AIDS and strains of bacteria and viruses that are coming out. We know that they're polluting the food. In fact, I've got an article sitting in front of me right now that's talking about these Terminator seeds and things that they're trying to force on us, where you will never be able to grow your own food. You must get it from Big Brother. And those type of things are going on, folks. And please, you've got to implore that the Father not allow these things to get to you, and call upon his name for his divine protection. Interestingly enough, up here in this area of Michigan, we sit probably in one of the most fertile areas in the country, surrounded by fresh water in the biggest lakes in the world. And we do know that there's good people here raising and growing food Yahweh's way. And they have been blessed for doing that. And believe me, in the near future, there's going to be richness, maybe not in dollars and cents, but there'll be a richness for these people who adhere to his law. Because even today, if you should be able to see the fact that the food is polluted, it is worthless. nutrition-wise, empty calories, it's causing us to be sick. It is causing our immune systems to be wore down. It is causing our people, as I travel anyway, to look sickly. And these foreigners and stuff here are affected also, but these foreigners are coming in by the thousands upon thousands, and they're bringing diseases and bacterias with them and their pagan ways. Everything that the Father told us in the book that we were not supposed to do. We were not supposed to let them in. We were not supposed to let them rule over us. We were never to let them to be in our government, and yet we violated every single rule that he gave us to keep ourselves straight. And so the answer is going to be, in the end, that his remnant come back to him, begging for his forgiveness and protection, and getting back to him being our king, our judge, and our lawgiver, as Isaiah 33 says. That is the answer. As the one article said, it didn't come out and say Yahweh, but it said the truth is what is going to turn this thing around. Well, there's only one truth in this world, folks. Wake up. It's Yahweh and his law. It's the only truth that's ever been. And the sooner you realize that and get it to work in your life, the better off you're going to be. The song that was played right after break was Come Out, My Beloved. And again, the artist is Jonathan David Brown, who is a good friend of mine. And I'm so glad that I was able to get up with him after many years and get a hold of him and find out that he's not only produced that excellent CD, but he's got another one that will be coming out in the very near future. And as soon as it does, I'm going to ask him to come back on the program and talk about it, and certainly give him some advertising, because I think his music is excellent, and it's very appropriate. Listen to the words, come out, my beloved. You know, my truth, my word is all that you need, and that's all we do need today, folks. Again, the toll-free number, if you would like to call in, is 877-570-37. Again, we got great feedback from Murphy, and we're certainly hoping here tomorrow and Sunday to have some excellent speakers. If you get a chance to come up this way, we would certainly encourage you to do so. Another article that I got this week that I thought was very appropriate, and it certainly fits, as again, we are in Babylon. And this guy was a guest on my program about 3 weeks ago, I guess it was. His name is Ron Branson, and he runs an organization called Jail for Judges. Boy, is that a good one. Jail for Judges, and JAIL stands for Judicial Accountability Initiative Law, which Ron is the author of. But anyway, Ron put this piece out called The Cry for Justice. And boy, if that isn't true today. As author of JAIL, I have become a lightning rod for the frustrations of people from all across this nation and their cries for justice. Hundreds of people contact me and wish me to intercede in their particular case or advise them on what they should do. I find it very hard to respond to them. People are being flayed, extorted, jailed, and tortured. Their homes are being confiscated, their cars impounded, bank accounts drained, their children removed, and their lives entirely ruined as they face only hopelessness. Folks, we are truly in a national crisis, and yet some people choose to argue with me. I feel like Moses delivering the children of Israel from their chains of slavery, and yet they retort, "Who is this God, and what is his name?" It's time we rise up in faith and fight back. Jail is the only answer, and it's the only way. Having fought within this judicial system for 14 trips to the United States Supreme Court over these past 18 years, and finding that the laws supposedly governing our society are being universally disregarded and mocked by the judges, I have become perhaps one of the most knowledgeable persons on the subject of judicial corruption in this nation. Your horror stories move me with compassion. I full well understand what everyone is up against. There is not a single horror story or account anymore. You will just have to understand that with jail, we are trying to help no one. Our goal is to help everyone. It is time we awake from our sleep and stand up to the cause. Jail is that cause. We shall prevail by God's grace. Ron Branson, author and founder of Jail. If you would like to see his website, he's got some pretty good information there. It's www.jail4judges.org. Again, that's www.jail4judges.org. You can also email him if you would like some information at Jail for Judges, all together, just like it is in the website, Jail for Judges at Mindspring, MindSpring.com. Ron is a fine gentleman. Again, we had him on the program, and I've had a pretty good discussion. They're trying their darndest with this corrupt system, and maybe they can help you out if you're in that situation where you too have been ramrodded in the system and could use some consultation and help. Give them a call. But again, as we celebrate the Passover, Ron's statement about the situation with the courts, etc., is certainly true. If anybody out there has had any dealings with these people and these lawyers, these contemptible lawyers, you know exactly what we're talking about.
Dan?
Yes, sir.
Can I ask you another favor?
Certainly.
Would you also ransom Bradley Metcalf?
I missed something here. What was that again?
Would you also ransom Brad Metcalf?
I'm at a loss here. What did you say, ransom?
Right.
Oh, ransom. I didn't understand. Okay, yes, sir. I will certainly take care of that.
Thank you.
Yes, okay. I'm sorry. my goodness, let me write that down. The soldier's ransom. I hope our soldiers out there are aware of the fact of the soldier's ransom mentioned in the Book of Numbers at the feast days. It's very important for every soldier to attend the feast and give his ransom, which was a half shekel of silver. Many people today use the equivalent 33 cents, or if you're using silver, again, a half shekel of silver. And the ransom is to give you the coverage of Yahweh to protect you in battle. I don't know if you've all heard about the 91st Brigade in World War I, and they prayed the 91st Psalm every single day. And they were in three of the biggest, bloodiest battles of World War I and did not suffer a single casualty. And I don't know, folks, I'd say that's significant. So certainly get to the feast, and if you can't make it to the feast, ask somebody who's going to the feast to represent you in getting the soldier's ransom. But anyway, that's what that was about. Okay, we've got a little bit more time here. I got another article by Jim Harden, who puts out Freedom Page, and the title of this one is What You Don't Know, and the author is Ray Simmons. Ray is out of Louisiana, some good folks down in the South. That's where Jim Floyd's down there also. But he puts out a newsletter, which I get, an excellent little newsletter, Christian Perspective, and he wrote this article here, What You Don't Know, and it goes as follows. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6. I have commented on this passage of Scripture before, stating that there is the implication that the lack of knowledge spoken of is a willful lack of knowledge. The people lack knowledge because they do not want to know, because if they know, they may be required to act. The, quote, ignorance is bliss philosophy. This is undoubtedly true of many in America today. I frequently run into it. In trying to explain the political realities within our nation, I will often hear, quote, I just don't want to hear about it. There's nothing I can do about it, so why should I worry myself with it? End quote. But not all the ignorance in our nation is the result of such an unwillingness to listen. A great deal of it is the result of disinformation, misinformation, and downright false information that is being promulgated by the ministries of propaganda commonly called ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, and CNN, to name the major culprits. One good example of this is the kind of information we see and hear from these sources concerning the subject of gun control. Every time some child uses a gun to vent his rage, we are deluged with thousands of, quote, newsworthy words of wisdom about how we must put some stringent controls on guns if we are to save our children. Tell a big enough lie long enough and often enough, and the people will believe it. Common sense should tell us that the gun was only a tool used by a child who has been so brainwashed by a decaying culture that he believes he has a perfect right to kill anyone he perceives to be an enemy. The problem lies not in the gun, but in the child, and ultimately in the culture we have spawned. Then we hear of all the children who are the victims of accidental shooting. Surely gun control can help curb these unfortunate instances. What we are not told is that the number of children killed in America through accidental shootings each year is roughly 40 to 50, while the number who accidentally drown in home swimming pools is about 500. Do we hear a hue and cry to abandon home swimming pools? No, home swimming pools pose no threat to those who would like to change our form of government from a republic to a world dictatorship. But an armed citizenry, that's another situation. The lie is convincing, however. A recent headline in the Birmingham News read, "Million moms to march for gun control on Mother's Day." The dateline showed this article originated with the Washington Post, and it was probably carried in hundreds of papers across the country. The indication is the march idea originated with some, quote, mothers. I have no evidence it didn't, even though I doubt it was a spontaneous idea. To put something like a million mom march together requires some kind of funding. And I suggest certain foundations might be persuaded to provide financial help for such a, quote, worthwhile cause. I doubt seriously that there will be a million housewives there leave their hearth and home and head for Washington on Mother's Day. I do suspect there may be a large number of women activists, many of them moms, who will be paraded down Pennsylvania Avenue carrying their placards and their slogans. Pictures of them will be spread across the nation's newspapers and TV coverage will be widespread. The sacrifice these women have had to make to take part in this effort will be lauded from coast to coast and from border to border. Reminds me of the massive publicity given to Farrakhan's Million Man March a few years back and the lack of publicity accorded the Promise Keepers March some months later, even though the actual number of marchers for the Promise Keepers rally exceeded those for the Million Man March. Perception is everything. If you can be convinced that right is wrong and wrong is right, then you will behave accordingly. If you can be convinced that there is no absolute right and wrong, it becomes much easier to move to the right is wrong and wrong is right position. If you can be convinced that the situation is such that there is nothing you can or should do about it, you have been effectively neutralized, which seems to be the position of many churches in America today. End of article. And as Pastor Wickham constantly says, that's the Judeo-synagogue churches out there that are telling you that today. If they were to tell you the truth, you'd be up in arms and out there getting involved and demanding that this stuff, this nonsense, end. But these Baal priests and ministers and pastors in these Judeo churches are deaf, dumb, and blind dogs. And they've been bought off through 501c3 corporate status or whatever other things that they're into by the government. It tells them what they can and cannot say, and therefore they're not going to tell you the truth. And again, folks, we are in serious, serious trouble in this country. It's time to wake up and take part. Whatever it is you do, I'm so tired of hearing these people saying, what can I do? I'm all by myself, or I'm just one person, blah, blah, blah. And the thing I liked is a guy hit me up with that a few years back, and he said, one person, what can you do? And I said, well, you must not read the Bible. And he took a little offense to that and said, sure I do. And I says, well, if I'm not mistaken, Jesus Christ, Yeshua Messiah, was one person, wasn't he? Yeah. And I do believe he had a massive effect on this planet. Yeah, okay. Well, he was different. Okay, fine. The principle is still the same, folks. Using the excuse that you can't make a difference is just that, an excuse. You've got to get off your butts. You've got to get educated. You've got to tune out the media. You've got to tune out the trash coming into your home, whether it's through a TV, a radio, a boombox, whatever. Take a stand. Your children will end up respecting you in the long run. I've been blessed in my own life by my children, though for many years they thought I was strange. I mean, they admitted it to me here recently, until now. Now their eyes are opening and they are seeing for the first time. They now understand. And that's why I'm telling you, you can make a difference. But you have to live it. You cannot preach it and then not live it. And Yahweh himself is not going to bless you by simply telling the people the truth. And this goes a lot to my brothers and sisters within this movement. You cannot preach it, be 100% accurate, and then not live it. People are just going to blow out what you say and not pay any attention to it. So you cannot do that. And besides that, the Father told you not to do that. He said, be not hearers only, be doers, and works. Faith without works is dead. So we've got to be busy, we've got to be working, and as all these articles that I've read you tonight tell you, we have a lot of serious problems. I didn't go into the immigration thing. I got a few minutes here. I have a video that was given to me, and it shows the La Raza Unita. Have you heard of that lately? Well, that means in Spanish, the united race. Isn't it interesting that race doesn't matter only to white people? Race makes all the difference in the world to everybody else. And that's okay because our Jewish masters have said it's okay. So these La Raza Unita gatherings in the southwest of this country, and now it's turning up that these Hispanics are showing up all over the country. This video consisted of tapes that were made unbeknownst to the people holding these rallies. And shockingly, most of the people addressing these huge crowds of Hispanics and getting them all lathered up that the Southwest belongs to them and that white people need to be kicked out, most of the people giving these addresses were congressmen. Of Hispanic descent. And it was just amazing. Here on this video is a guy who's taken an oath to uphold our country and our way of life, and he's addressing his kinsmen and talking as if this is really a done deal. It's only a matter of a few more years, and they will be literally able to not only kick us out, but in the meantime vote us out and outbreed us, because they've convinced our people that their job is to go to the abortion clinics. I've got to read this to you. John 14, verse 12. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes on me, the works that I do, he will do as well, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. That's in response to those that say, I can't make a difference. Anyway, folks, we've come to the end of another program. Yahweh willing, we'll be back next Friday, and we hope and pray that you all have a good Passover, and remember, keep the prayers going up, remember the soldier's ransom, and we wish Yahweh's blessing upon each and every one of you. Praise Yahweh.